Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The 36th annual Kenai Peninsula Sport Rec and Trade Show is taking place this weekend at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. The event returns and expected to be a very busy weekend for Alaskans from all across South Central to come to Soldotna for this event. The Sport Rec and Trade Show is being put on by the Kenai Peninsula Association of Realtors. CEO Kelly Martin, who is also in charge of the Kenai Peninsula Sport Rec and Trade Show, spoke with KSRM. Martin added that the show will feature over 130 vendors inside and out of the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex.
We have over 130 vendors, both inside and outside, including our popular Alaskan-made exhibit in the upper mezzanine. So there really is something for everyone at the show. We do have a food court outside, so come down for lunch. We've got lots of great food trucks and a wonderful area for you to sit and have lunch at the show.
Kelly Martin promotes the show's events that are happening over the weekend.
We have a wall of guns all weekend long. There'll be a winner every 100 tickets sold, so lots of guns will be won. There's the trout pond for the kids, horseback riding for the kids, plus lots of interactive booths, and then, of course, axe throwing and a mechanical bull.
The average attendance for the weekend event is between 4,000 to 6,000. General admission is $5 for Saturday and Sunday. Hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. For more details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Kenai Peninsula have secured their forever home in Kenai, officially taking over the Kenai Peninsula Community Care Center. Boys and Girls Clubs of the Kenai Peninsula Board President Jeff Talifka outlined the purchase.
We just finally finalized our deal to purchase the Kenai Peninsula Community Care Center in Kenai. It's a building over on South Spruce. It's been about a year in the making. There's been a lot that's gone into this. But today was the culmination of that, and tomorrow it records and the building becomes the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Delifka explains the process began with a donation.
The fire was kind of lit by a donation that we received, and then a lot of other things kind of came in line. But the building itself presented itself from the board at the Kenai Peninsula Community Care Center, and it just was a perfect fit for our needs. We're going to have to do a little bit of remodels and things to get it to where we need, but it just was a kind of a match made in heaven.
Delifka outlines the uses for the new facility.
But the plan is to move the admin offices, and a lot of our sports programming will move over there. Even with this building, we're going to be, again, partnering with the school district. We're still going to have to use the rec center, other gym space, so it doesn't completely alleviate all those needs, but it will help, definitely.
According to Delifka, the Boys and Girls Clubs will put the remodel project out to bid over the next few weeks with plans for construction over the remainder of 2023 and an official move-in in the spring of 2024. Since the mid-70s, the Kenai Peninsula Boys and Girls Clubs provide activities and services to the youth of the Kenai Peninsula, dating back to the original foundation of the club. Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, who is the treasurer of the Kenai Peninsula Community Care Center Group, who was present at the transfer of the facility, discusses the history of the Boys and Girls Club on the Kenai Peninsula.
It started in 1973, and as I've often said, if it wasn't for Bruce Bartell, Augie Amott, and Beth Teschner, the two gentlemen were Methodist pastors, and Beth Teschner was a public health nurse. So they saw what was going on in our community, and they knew there was a need. So they brought the people of Kenai, well, Central Peninsula, together. And there were council people from Soldotna, from Kenai. There were doctors, lawyers, nurses. And they got donated funds to take over the old FAA barracks. And one of our directors was Billy Hardy. Her daughter is still in town as Shannon Davis. We all know Shannon. And she was a little girl, and Billy was our executive director.
More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.